With a local election around the corner, Peorians can rest assured that registering to vote and casting a ballot is relatively easy because of Illinois' election laws. But at least one major barrier still exists for some residents, with studies showing a correlation between financial security and voter participation. WCBU correspondent Tori Dahlhoff looked into how that may impact voting in Peoria.
Of the 43 states recently reported by the Brennan Center for Justice to be facing a wave of new bills aimed at tightening voting rules, Illinois is not one of them. In fact, Illinois is one of the easiest places to vote in the U.S., ranking fourth on Northern Illinois University's Cost of Voting Index. Peoria County Board of Elections Executive Director Thomas Bride said his office does what they can to live up to that ranking.
We try to make it as simple as easy as possible for voters to be registered. And we've always promoted the vote by mail, which I think will make it easier for some people to vote. Even if you're not registered, you can show up on Election Day and register and vote.
So why then don't more people vote in local elections? Last November's national election drew ballots from 69% of the city of Peoria's registered voters. The 2017 local general drew a mere 18%.
It is fairly easy to vote, but half the battle is getting people to know why they should.
That's Mariah Cooley, a community activist in Peoria, currently studying political science at Howard University in Washington, D.C.
It's the local elections that are going to affect your lives on a daily. It's, you know, the policies that are being put in place here. It's the money and the infrastructure and the rebuilding our communities.
But the reason that some in Peoria opt out of local elections may actually be due to the barrier to voting access that's created by economic inequality, something that voter registration drives alone can't tackle. A 2015 study by the Pew Research Center showed a strong correlation between financial security and political engagement, and that people with greater financial insecurity are far less likely to cast a vote. That connection appears likely in the city of Peoria. A review of the 2017 local general election results showed that 9 of the 10 precincts with the lowest rate of voter turnout sat within census tracts that had a poverty rate above 30%. That's in contrast to the 10 precincts with the highest turnouts, all of which sat in census tracts with poverty rates below 18%.
Oftentimes when you are living in communities of poverty and under-resourced, the most important thing for them is not who is the mayor, it's what are we having for dinner? You know, are we going to be able to keep the lights on? Will I be able to pay for my grandmother's prescription drugs?
That's Jamila Wilson, board member of the League of Women Voters of Greater Peoria. She says there's always a need for more civic education to increase voter turnout, but the greatest impact will result from addressing the root causes of economic inequality.
So the more that we increase sort of access to ownership, increase access to living wage jobs, increase access to health care and education, so if those basic needs are met, then it gives space for people to want to be more engaged and involved and invested.
If economic inequality creates a barrier to having a voice in local government, that barrier may be disproportionately felt in Peoria's Black communities. While Black residents represent 27% of the city's total population, 43% of those in poverty are Black.
I don't think that most Peorians realize, you know, they hear about the systemic racism and the redlining, but I don't think Peoria applies it within our own community. I think Peorians think they're exempt because we don't see the blatant displays of racism or of those economic gaps, but people are complacent because they think, you know, these bigger, deeper systemic issues that have been going on for decades and hundreds of years don't apply. And that's something that we need to change the narrative of.
But changing a local narrative takes many voices. And that's something Wilson says is the key to Peoria's future.
That's what's going to be the revival of Peoria, is a united Peoria, a Peoria that involves all voices.
And on Tuesday, April 6th, Peorians will have that chance to have their voices heard in a local election. For Peoria Public Radio, I'm Tori Dahlhoff.
For more on the upcoming election, find our voter guide at wcbu.org.